What they don't understand about buying that website, and I find myself in a situation where I'm often kind of like educating people about what it's like to own and use a website, is that it's not something where you can just...
Founded in 2010, Pressable is a world-class managed WordPress hosting provider built on the same data network as WordPress.com and WordPress VIP. Their state-of-the-art platform empowers agencies, freelancers, e-commerce businesses, IT professionals, and WordPress developers to build, launch, and maintain amazing WordPress websites quickly, easily, and affordably. With industry-leading performance, 24/7 expert support, 100% uptime guarantee, and seamless integrations with WooCommerce and Jetpack, Pressable provides the tools you need to manage your WordPress websites and grow your business all in one place. They've also got a really cool demo system now. It's called My Pressable Playground, and you can create sites back in there, edit the settings for each, look at the security tools, performance, other site management tools, and check out the Pressable API for more advanced users. There's a robust REST API that you can develop applications on. It's all pretty open there and get a full view of everything. Just click the big Try Us Free button and give Pressable a try.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Post Status Draft. This is another interview in our agency journey series where we're talking to agency owners and getting their backstory and their story and sharing a little bit about their passions and the work in the world of WordPress. So today I have someone I've known for a very long time, Danelle, and I'm going to let her introduce herself in a second. But I've known Danelle for, let's see, at least, 10 years. I'm trying to think.
At least. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so we've got to meet a couple times, and I was just hearing a little bit about her story, and I'm excited for you to hear that too. So Danelle, would you mind introducing yourself and sharing what your agency is?
Yeah. So my name is Danelle Dallas. I own an agency named Very Interesting Productions. We're very small. It's owned by me and my husband. And then we have a developer who we rely on heavily, but she is still contract with us. We primarily provide WordPress support. That's what we get really excited about. But we also build WordPress websites. And depending on what the client's needs are, we will either say, hey, maybe you should be on Squarespace, or hey, maybe you need a bigger agency. So a lot of what we do is take a very consultative approach. And so been in WordPress since 2010 now. It's been a hot minute since all of that started. We've seen a lot happen. There's a lot has happened over the last 15, 17 years.
No kidding. Tell me a little bit about, okay, so that's where you are now. And we're going to dive into parts of that in a minute, but tell us how you got there. So you started with WordPress in 2010.
Yeah. So I started writing HTML websites. I mean, I don't go quite far enough back to have written themes for MySpace, but that's the kind of era that we're talking about, is write your own HTML website era. I came from a print background, primarily in journalism. I thought that I was going to go and like lay out newspapers for a living. So I have a lot of experience with typesetting, a lot of experience with graphic design in the sense of like user experience design. Like I kind of, during COVID, I dabbled a little bit in UX, and it very much lined up with my career background of having worked in print journalism and print design. In 2011, I went through a career change where I was let go after a reorg, and I was like, I really don't know what I'm going to do, and was hired as a webmaster just because I happened to be tech savvy, was hired as a webmaster at a little company in Nashville, and that company was building themselves a website, and so I was tasked with basically liaising with the agency that was building this site so that I knew as much about it as possible so that I could be a good webmaster for ongoing upkeep. And that's really where I started to see the power of WordPress and what it can do for you and the ways that it can be used to do all kinds of different things. And it was after encountering WordPress that it really made sense for me to move into doing it as a like long-term business. In 2012, I quit doing anything for anybody else and started doing this full time. I've definitely like kind of dabbled in other agencies. That was really like from a like supplement my own income as I built my business kind of thing. I would do project management and like low level development for other agencies, which really has informed the way that I run Berry Interesting today, because you see that man behind the curtain, you see where those cracks are in the fascia, and you want to fix, I mean, at least I want to fix it. I didn't want it to be like that for the people who are working at agencies, and I don't want it to be like that for clients. So that's kind of how we ended up here, with the goal of making sure that we have clients that we are in long-term relationships with, that we can advise from a big picture perspective, as opposed to just building websites. That's not what we want to do. We want to be in the long-term relationship business. And so kind of as a result, we are in the website development business. But it really is all about the support, all about the kind of holistic business advice from I was reading a blog the other day about tech stacks, and really like tech stacks come from the world of application building, where you think about all of the languages and tools that you're using to build an application. I really like to think about that from a business perspective. So there's a lot of like tech stack advice that I will give to clients, like you shouldn't be registering your domain over here, or maybe we should think about different hosting, or you might want to think about a different calendar booking tool that integrates with your website. Those kinds of things that aren't just about web development, but are more about the overall business operations. Those are the kind of relationships that I want to have with our clients. And that is what I want to establish with our agency, which is a space where people are not just like coming to you saying, hey, can you build this website for me? But they might come to you with weird questions. I want to have the kind of relationship with our clients where we can answer those weird questions. And if we can't answer them, we can help them find somebody that we know that they can trust.
Tell me a little bit about support. You mentioned like, okay, there's building this up, there's this ongoing thing. And I think that's one of the beauties of WordPress. It can do so much more for businesses. But could you talk about from that angle, the support, what you're intending to do and what you see from some of the types of clients that you have that you do for them?
So at the very basis of it, I mean, I'm kind of coming from the space where I'm influenced by like Troy Dean, and also like, let's not forget to mention Nathan Ingram, who is like an absolute genius in this space. Talking about like Nathan's scope document, where he talks about how you talk to clients when you're meeting them for the first time and evaluating what their needs are. Inevitably, people think they are coming to you because they want to buy something from you. They want to buy a product. They want to buy this website. What they don't understand about buying that website, and I find myself in a situation where I'm often kind of like educating people about what it's like to own and use a website, is that it's not something where you can just set it and forget it. You're not going to buy a car. You're thinking about the ongoing maintenance that is going to have to happen. So, I mean, we take a little bit of a kitschy approach with it, Berry Interesting Productions. Like we have this kind of like garden, like tending your garden sort of theme. That's really where that support comes from, is that you can't just go out there and throw some seeds in the ground and then expect that you're going to get the harvest that you want. You really need to be paying attention to your site long-term. That being said, there's so many things about website maintenance that really should not be on mind of a business owner. Like I'm kind of in a weird position because we build websites and we provide website support. So I think about this for our own website as well. But, you know, we serve a lot of yoga studios, a lot of wellness businesses, a lot of independent musicians. And I don't want, you know, the musician to be laying awake at night thinking about, is my website going to break? Are people going to be able to access those tour dates? Is the thing that we have set up for people to enter this raffle so that they could potentially win a like VIP experience, is that going to work after we put out the marketing for it? Those kinds of things, those worries of, is this going to work for me? Am I going to be able to use this tool in the way that I need it when I need to? They shouldn't be having to think about those things. last year we bought a house out here in Denver, Colorado. It was the second house that we'd purchased, but this really is like our forever home. And so thinking about the like long-term things that you need to do to keep this house healthy, to keep it safe, to keep everything working properly, like I kind of wish that I had the budget to hire somebody who would come out here and do a property walk once a month to see if my gutters are sagging or to see if there's something that's gone wrong on the roof. Those are the kinds of things that I don't have the knowledge of in my own head because I'm not spending the time thinking about it every day. So from a support perspective, we want to be that resource that is the expert on this particular niche, so that you can trust us to handle it for you. And you could be thinking about, okay, what am I going to create next? Like, what is my next tour going to look like? What does the, you know, brick and mortar expansion to a second location of our yoga studio look like? It really is a situation where I want to be the trusted space that they can outsource those sorts of things so that they're not having to worry about them, so that they're not spooked when somebody goes on their website and, you know, puts in a, I noticed that your site's SEO is terrible. You should contact us, you know, like through your contact form. Like, I don't want people to be spooked by that. I want them to know that if they have a question about anything, they got a phishing email, that they can call us and we're going to give them the advice that they need so that they don't have to like learn a whole new set of domain knowledge. And so that if they don't want to deal with it that day, they can just offload it to us. That's really what needs to happen. You don't want to worry about looking into this, like you have copyright infringement images on your site. I got that for you. I will let you know whether or not you need to pay attention to this. And meanwhile, we're going to make sure that your site has not actually been hacked. So it really is more about being that support, source of support for clients, almost from an emotional perspective, more than a practical perspective. We have done the property walks around your site. We know everything is working fine. This one really important page that is tied to your marketing is working. There's nothing broken on it. You can confidently move forward with your marketing without worrying about whether or not your site is going to, you know, crack under the pressure.
Well, and when you go to these types of experts, you want them worrying about their craft, what they do best, like the musicians, for instance. Like,
right.
You know, hey, if you're a fan of a big band, I want them thinking about their next song, not necessarily worrying about, okay, what is this phishing? Like you said, to that phishing email part. And I think that's the beauty of WordPress too. You can do so much with it. But as these businesses and organizations grow, they need more complexity that WordPress gives them. And that's where I see you all coming in to say, we're going to take this load off you so that you can focus on what you do best.
That's exactly right. Because I am so passionate just about artists in general. I mean, when I was in college, like one of my majors was creative writing. Like I definitely come from a creative space, but what I came away from college with and what has happened during my career over the intervening years is that I find myself time and time again, wanting to support people to do the thing that they are really passionate about. And there are plenty of times that I have just, you know, sat head in hand being like, I do not want to think about whether or not I should buy this new garage door or have it fixed. I don't want to think about like why my water bill is so high. I just want to hire somebody to come out here and make sure that it's okay with their expertise. I don't want to have to develop that expertise myself. And I don't want my clients to have to develop that expertise because I want them to spend that time creating new and amazing things that they're excited about. Like, it's really hard to get excited about DNS, like really hard. Like I have a hard time getting excited about DNS. I don't want them to have to worry about it. If there's a term that they don't know that they don't understand, I want them to be able to come to me and me to be able to be trusted enough to give them the answer that doesn't seem like I'm coming from a place of trying to get them to spend more money or come from a place of trying to, you know, change the nature of our relationship in some way. Like my whole thing has always been like, I don't want to hold people hostage. And I really, really don't want artists to feel held hostage by this need to engage in something that really like they don't want to spend their time thinking about. Like there's plenty of people who are like, oh, I'll just DIY that website. Website myself. Awesome. I want to support you in DIYing it, but first let's have a conversation about the complexity of it so that you can make an informed decision about what you want to learn and DIY versus what it really makes sense for you to outsource so that you can spend the time thinking about the things that you're really excited about, whether that is the book that you wrote or the next tour that's coming up or, you know, the expansion of your studio. So it really is like, I mean, it's very much like comes from a mothering instinct in me. I think like I've got dogs, but we don't have kids really. Like my clients and the business really take up a lot of that energy of me thinking about how can we best take care of our clients so that they are enabled to do the thing that they're really excited about.
Well, you mentioned artists, and I want to talk about that part of your business. I think it's so interesting working with artists and musicians and things like that. But that and also the yoga and the wellness industry you talked about too, seem like we were talking before we started this interview, you're mentioning like during COVID, helping some of these people that didn't have a lot of support infrastructure that I think about as like analog almost in the sense of they're meeting people in person. And, you know, whether it's a band playing a venue or it's a yoga instructor. And I'd love you to share a little bit about that work with those types that I think COVID helped open an opportunity, I think, for a lot of businesses like these to kind of go, okay, now we can leverage web and online to build and grow our business.
Well, I mean, for a lot of people, it really was a smack in the face. I mean, if you think about yoga studios, that is a very in-person thing. I mean, we definitely have like online classes that we can take, but I mean, if you're anything like me, like it is not the same. And it's the same for like, for musicians. My favorite story that I like to tell about Vibe is that in October of 2020, we went to a show in South Central Tennessee. It's a place called The Caverns in Pelham, Tennessee. And they normally have bluegrass underground in their caverns, but because everything was, we can only do outdoor events. They set up a stage above their caverns. They like brought in a stage and our favorite artist was playing a show on the stage. And we were like, partially it was a personal thing. Like we have got to get out of this house and do something, or we're going to absolutely drive each other mad. And the other part of it, especially for me, was a deep curiosity about how they were going to pull this off, because it really was, I mean, you know, to use a very tired word, it was unprecedented for all of us. So what is this going to look like with all of these new restrictions and all of these unknowns? And so we went down to the caverns, and I was incredibly impressed with the operations of how they had turned this thing that they normally have like in an enclosed space into doing this outdoors, which I think that they've continued to do. They definitely had more shows outdoors after this first one. But the notable thing about this show was that we're sitting in like our little 6-foot square, and they're using an app that you can order concessions off of that'll be delivered. And it was all very interesting. And then the show started. And the vibe of everyone in that audience was so subdued. It was unnerving to watch the way that we had all clearly been affected by being in our houses for 6-7 months at that point. And I think about that a lot in terms of these in-person things, that in-person is incredibly important. And we're ever really going to be able to replicate that in an online, in a virtual environment. But a lot of us were forced to. And one of the people that was forced to do that was a client of ours, named Novo Fitness Studio. They're out of Midland, Georgia. We absolutely adore them. They are like, they're just our favorite to work with. Like they really get our vibe. We really get their vibe. And we're in a position where the yoga studio owners, it's a two sisters, they don't have to think about their website, because they know that they can come to us and be like, hey, we want to do this. Can you make it happen? And we can give them good advice about whether or not they should make it happen. And so with them, what we did is, this was very early on. I think this like started in April of 2020. They are like, we are absolutely bleeding money. We are paying rent on a brick and mortar that we can't use. Like the sisters would go in there and like do yoga in the studio themselves, but you can't have other people coming in, right? Like this is, we're all in lockdown? What do we do to maintain the vibe of the community that we have built? Now, whether that is a music, like a touring musician, or whether that is a yoga studio or an acupuncturist or any kind of like wellness, any of the people who are kind of in the verticals that we tend to work in, how can we retain the magic that is that in-person stuff while we are all stuck inside? And so with Novo, what we did is we built them like a little on-demand video portal. So it's got gated content. The content is served up through Vimeo, but you can only access it if you're logged into their website. It was a relatively simple thing. We hadn't built anything like that before, but we had used all of these tools before. The content gate tools, we'd used Vimeo before. And really, like, we were all stuck inside. Nobody really knew what to do. So we built this really quickly. I mean, it definitely, I think there's a case study out on our website about the process of it. It was definitely daunting because this was completely new for them and they weren't really sure how they wanted to use it. What they ended up with is a thing that's going to do two things for them. First, it helped them keep a revenue stream going, which was really, really important, but that, like, during COVID, but that turned into an additional revenue stream now that we are all back in person and they are, you know, having their 5-6 classes a day in their brick and mortar. So having that additional kind of passive revenue stream, really, you upload one video and it's going to serve up, you know, infinite number of times for infinite number of people. You know, I think about that a lot with my business. What is recurring revenue like? How does that help us to be able to make long-term decisions? They now have a line item in their budget that is recurring revenue in a way that is almost passive, that's not dependent upon being present in the real world. But the thing is I don't think that that really is the end of it. I think that now we've got this on-demand tool that they can use as a revenue booster, but it is helping them to maintain that those in-person relationships. Like, they've got one person who, right prior to COVID, she had moved to Italy because of her partner's job. And so she wasn't able to come into these yoga classes anymore. And when she found out that Novo was offering on-demand video, she was like, please, can you figure out a way that I can get to these videos? Because I miss attending these classes. I miss these instructors. I miss the community of the people that I was with. And at this point, that's what I want to see out of virtual. I want to see virtual providing this kind of like steam release valve. Like, there is no telling what's going to come our way. Is another pandemic going to come our way? Like, who knows what's happening like right now with, like, I think I read something the other day about like avian flu making things like really difficult for the poultry industry. Like, there's just all of these variables that we don't know what's going to come at us. But if we have a really strong virtual presence that's supporting our in-person presence, it's going to make us more resilient all around. If, you know, one of the artists that we're working with right now has the flu, and if she were not feeling as bad as she is, the conversation that we would be having right now is, okay, well, I can't go do this show this weekend, but I still want to connect with the people who are going to be there. I still want to make sure that they're going to have an amazing Friday night. What does that look like from a digital perspective? Do we have the infrastructure on our site to have this membership portal set up so that we can gate this content and make sure that we're still capturing that revenue so that we can keep doing what we're doing, right? Like, that really is what I want. I want our yoga studios, I want our artists to be able to keep doing the work that they're really, really passionate about. And if they have a digital infrastructure that is stable, they're going to be able to rely on that to be able to create a more holistic approach to, well, I can't go out this weekend for whatever reason. I tested positive for COVID, but I feel fine. I'd love to do something this weekend. Okay, well, we can move into digital for that. But primarily, we are still invested in being in the real world, which is honestly, like, COVID taught me that. Like, I don't think I really appreciated the value of those real world connections and being in the same room as people until you weren't allowed to be.
Well, I think you've really illustrated a great case study too, which is having a backup when you're in person, whatever that is, and you just can't happen. But also, I think you're showcasing too, where they can use that not just in those bad times, but good times to continue to grow and support their businesses. Like when you talked about the yoga fitness studio, it's an extension. They record those videos once, and then they get to share that with whoever they want in their business. And it's up there. That's the beauty of the web. That's 24/7, 365, especially if they're supported by Barry Interesting Productions. But like, you know, to extend the service and things that you do, websites, web, it's always been, I love this because you can do so much more with little effort.
Exactly. Exactly. Like these, the yoga studio, like Nova Fitness is not focused on their website. And I don't want them to be focused on their website. I want them to focus on the real world, brick and mortar, making the vibe in that yoga studio, exactly what their community needs. I don't want them to be thinking about like, oh, well, I need to go do this on my website now. No, no, no. You've got somebody who's going to handle that for you. They're going to take care of it. And they're going to provide you with the advice that you need about whether you should be doing it or not. Like there's a lot of people who I'm like, no, I really don't think you want to like spend part of your budget on that. We have that conversation when it comes to design a lot, that the level of client that we work with doesn't necessarily need custom design. What they need is graphic design support and use existing design templates or, you know, like we really love to work with Divi a lot, and Divi has a really great library of page templates and like kind of starter designs that really serve our clients. But I don't want them to be spending their time and their money on something that they could otherwise have turned to really growing their business and cultivating the what they're really passionate about, which, you know, for Novo, it's really about being in person and, you know, cultivating that community that they have built up. I mean, that was the scary part of COVID, is you think, I have spent all of this time building up this community of people who are willing to get out of their houses to come see me every day. And what is going to happen now? Everybody's going to be out of the habit of it. And are people going to also forget about me? I want to be able to create the kind of stability that like helps businesses thrive. And so having this in an emergency is great, but also having it as a part of the overall plan for growing your business is really huge, because I mean, if they had already had on demand in place, they could have spent their time and their money marketing that on demand to people who are not already their students. Yeah. So I want our clients to be able to make really smart decisions and decisions that are going to keep their business as stable as possible, even in the face of something like COVID.
Well, you very much think, you know, what I've heard resonates with me, because you've talked about a web presence can be a chore, or the two words you used were cultivating community. So using it as a channel to reach your customers, reach your prospective customers, and build and cultivate that community, like the musician you were talking about, is like, right, she can't be there Friday night, but her website can be there in some shape, manner, or form to help, right, cultivate that interest in community.
Right.
Okay. So the last question I want to ask is tips for people starting out as an agency, wanting to do use WordPress as a tool to build client websites and things like that. What advice would you give, looking back as you've shared your story?
I wish that I had listened harder and more intently to the things that Nathan Ingram was saying from the very beginning. You know, it took me a really long time to build up, not necessarily automated processes, but processes that I'm really comfortable with. You know, whether that is the task management system that we are using, or the way that we onboard clients, what those discovery calls look like, what our road mappings look like, kind of vetting those clients to see what the relationship between us and that client is like. I wish that I could like just magically go back in time and tell myself, focus on those relationships with your clients, because that's what's going to feel the best for you. So anybody that's starting out, I mean, first of all, like just meet as many people as you possibly can. I feel like COVID has kind of done that for like the kids that are graduating college right now. I've had some really cool conversations with kids that are like, I am graduating college. I don't know how to get into this industry. What do I do? My answer is always meet and talk to as many people as you possibly can who are already doing the kind of thing that you want to do, or that you think you want to do. Like, you may think that you want to build websites, but you get 5 years down the road and you realize what your talent actually is project management. I mean, mean, I'm calling myself out on that. Like, I am first and foremost a project or a production manager. I am super good at that. My brain works that way. I really should not have my hands deeply in code because it takes me longer to do that than it would somebody who is really focused on that. So the more people that you can meet to find out what it is that they do, what is their day like, what do they get really excited about when it comes to the work that they do, is going to help you identify the best path for you. And I mean, if you are like already hell bent on starting your own agency, the advice there is kind of the same. Get to know people as much as possible. I mean, there was a point in 2015 where I made well, 2016, where I made a huge mistake. I hired a couple of people who I thought that I had a good relationship with, and it went very south very quickly. I think it ended up costing me a little under $20,000 when it all came down to it. I mean, I was really lucky that I had the ability to be financially resilient in that way, and we're still here. But the relationships that you're going to build with clients and the relationships that you're going to build with other people in the community are what are going to support you and help you be resilient. I could not be as resilient as I am if it weren't for the people at iThemes, who are providing part of the engine to run my business, the people in the PostStatus community, who, if I need a specific type of developer, I can go out there and it's like shooting fish in a barrel. You can find five people who are going to be the exact person that you need to do this work for your client. The relationships that we have are above all the thing that are sustaining us and helping us be resilient. And I couldn't really wrap my head around that until probably 5 years into doing my business. I mean, I grew up in a situation where it was very much like your work is the proof of the actual, like, work product is the proof of whether you're good or not. And as I moved through kind of owning my own thing, it became obvious that there's a lot of people out there who are doing really, really quality work. It is more about how you resonate with the people who you are working with, and the maintenance and the cultivation of those relationships that is going to provide you with the stability you need to build whatever it is you're wanting to build, whether that is a web development agency or a you know, content marketing business, or, you know, if you want to start a yoga studio, think about the people who you have in your network who are going to be able to support you in that, and how much do you trust them. And it takes time to build up trust. It takes experimentation. It takes, you know, a lot of, you know, missed hits, really, you know, just like the people that I hired in 2016 who it didn't work out. I mean, there are definitely like plenty of situations I found myself in where I didn't do all of the work I needed to do to really establish that right kind of trust. I mean, and I take responsibility for that too. Like, I really dove into that relationship in a very naive way. Whereas I think that if it happened to me now, I don't think I would have ended up in a situation that was as scary as that was for me, a sort of, you know, just gigantic fail that it took me a couple months to recover from emotionally, just because I went into it thinking more about the work than I was about the relationships, which is why I focus so hard on relationships now, because that really is where the best stuff is.
Yeah, I love your energy and your approach. It really resonates with me. Relationship, so key. When you really get that aligned, you're doing your best work. You're helping someone else, getting rewarded for it. And it makes everything better, doesn't it?
It really, really does. I mean, that is why I'm focused on support instead of website development. Like, it's almost like you go anywhere and get anybody to build a website for you. Like, you can hop out on Upwork, or you can outsource it to a team in India. But the long relationship provides so many dividends over the years of knowing that person's business, of understanding really where they are. Like, we have one client right now, her mother just passed away. She needs some time. That changes the project, the arc of our project build. It changes, you know, the when I'm going to need to bring in a developer for something versus when I'm going to need to bring in the SEO specialist. It changes a lot. But having known this client now since 2012, I know what I'm going to be able to expect from her, what she's going to be capable of. And she knows that in a situation where she's kind of like in a personal crisis, she knows that she can offload and delegate delegate more work to us that is going to make it possible for her to do what she needs to do for herself personally. And those are the kind of relationships that I want to have. I want to be in a situation where somebody knows that they can call me up and say, hey, I'm going to need more help this month, in the same fashion that they could call me up and be like, hey, I've got to go with this other agency for XYZ. Can you help me offboard myself from you? I don't ever want people to feel like they're held hostage. I want people to feel like if they need a hand, their hand held, that we are right here to grab it.
Hostage to an ally. You want
exactly. Partner. Exactly. Yes.
Well, Danielle, thank you so much for sharing your story and also your passion and what you're doing in WordPress for your clients and making a difference in the world. Tell us where we can find more about you and in your work.
So if you are interested in primarily the digital side of our business, we do have some in-person stuff that we do with live events, that we are, kind of weaving in and out, but, for the website support, go to web.berry-interesting.com. I did the other day just get the domain that doesn't have the hyphen in it, and I'm all excited, but we haven't switched over yet. So yeah, web.berry-interesting.com, and all of the information is out there. We also have kind of upped our presence on social media. I'm doing a lot more on LinkedIn than I used to do. And we're pushing a bunch more content out to our business LinkedIn as well. But all of those links are out on our website. And if you want to find me anywhere on social media, I'm primarily on Instagram. It's D_NELLE. I post a lot of dog photos and stuff from when I am actually traveling. So it's that is not really professionally focused, but it's fun. And I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. It was a wonderful way to come back from the Thanksgiving holiday.
You bet. Thanks, Danielle.
Awesome. Thanks.
Do you think we're the same? What's changed? Who's we? WordPress Royal We. If you'd like to carry on this conversation or start another one, get in touch with us at PostStatus. And if you're a PostStatus member, you know where to find me. If you're not, it's not a cult. Come check us out. We've got the most amazing Slack channels where members give and grow together. And we have a lot of fun on Twitter at @post_status. Thanks for listening to Post Status Draft, a podcast from Post Status, the community for WordPress professionals.